This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama made history Friday by visiting Hiroshima, Japan, the site of the world's first atomic bombing. Mr. Obama is the first sitting U.S. president to visit the city where the United States dropped the first atomic bomb in August of 1945. As Cindy Sain reports, the president used the visit to call for the world to have the courage to escape what he called the logic of fear.
Cheering Japanese greeted the president's motorcade as he made his way to the city's Memorial Park, which marks ground zero for the 1945 nuclear blast that destroyed most of the city. President Obama says while the past cannot be forgotten, the memories can and have helped forge a better future.
The world was forever changed here. But today, the children of this city will go through their day in peace. What a precious thing that is.
Obama and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe also laid a wreath in remembrance of the tens of thousands who died in the blast and the millions who died during World War II. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Hiroshima.
U.S. Special Forces in Syria, who were wearing the patches of a Kurdish fighting group, have been ordered to remove them due to what was called political sensitivities. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said for Special Forces units to wear patches of the People's Protection Units, known as the YPG, on U.S. military uniforms was not authorized. Turkey, a NATO ally, considers these Kurdish forces to be terrorists and expressed anger over photos showing U.S. soldiers wearing those patches. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency says it is upset about the substandard conditions in which refugees and migrants are living in northern Greece. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UNHCR is urging the government to move the refugees to better sites just days after it closed the Idomeni refugee camp on the Macedonian border.
The UN Refugee Agency agrees conditions in Idomeni were abysmal, but notes the people have been transferred to sites that are also well below minimum standards. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says some people have been packed into derelict warehouses and factories. She says air circulation in these places are poor and supplies of food, water, toilets, showers, and electricity are insufficient. The UNHCR is calling on the Greek government to immediately identify and establish new sites that are in full compliance with basic humanitarian requirements. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More than 100 health experts have called on the World Health Organization to consider whether the Rio Olympics should be canceled because of the threat of the Zika virus. In a letter to the WHO, 150 experts said the Brazilian strain of the virus harms health in ways that science has not seen before. It said holding the Olympics in Brazil poses an unnecessary risk to the more than 500,000 foreign tourists expected to attend the Rio de Janeiro Games. The mosquito-borne Zika virus causes a birth defect known as microcephaly, where babies are born with unusually small heads and brain and developmental disabilities. The International Olympic Committee says 23 competitors from the London Games have failed dope tests. The IOC said it retested 265 samples from London using more sophisticated scientific methods. It found the positive tests in athletes from five different sports and six countries. The IOC had previously retested samples from the 2008 Games in Beijing and again found 31 positive test results, 14 of them from Russia. The U.S. economy expanded at a disappointing annual rate in the first 3 months of this year, but new data show it wasn't quite as bad as first thought. The Commerce Department reported Friday that gross domestic product grew at the annual rate of 0.8% during the first quarter. That's 0.3% higher than the government economists had estimated earlier this year, but it still reflects a slowing economy. On Wall Street, all three major indices ended trading higher on Friday. The S&P 500 rose 2.3% for the week. The Dow added 2.1%. European and Asian markets were also up. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.